Discussing very important kavana you're supposed to have when we put on the tefillin. Chavir says in Sif Hey, you chavim ba'anachas, should have kavana when you put on the tefillin. Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lohaniach abra parashios eilu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to put on these four parashios. Sheyesh behem yichud shmo yitzias mitzrayim. What did the Dalai Parashas discuss? They discussed the oneness, the echod of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yichud Shmoy, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Al Azroya Kineged Alev, we put in a tefillin on the arm opposite the heart, Al Arosh Kineged Amoyach, and on the head opposite where the brain is. Kedei Shenizkor Nisim Nifloy Sheosim Anu, in order to remember the wonder, the miracles and the wonders Hashem performed for us, taking us out of Mitzrayim. Shehem Meirim Al Yichudoi, which show on Hashem's oneness. Hashem is the Koyach to take us out of Mitzrayim. V'asholoi HaKoyach V'mesholah B'Elyonim V'tachtoinim L'asos B'hem Ketzoinoi. And Hashem has the power and authority to do everything in Elyonim and Tachtoinim. And therefore, V'yishabi L'Akosh Baruch Hu HaNeshama Shehem B'mayach, we should therefore subjugate and serve Hashem with the Neshama which is in the Mayach, which is by the brain. And so to the heart, we should subjugate our taivas to Hashem. And through this, by putting on the tefillin and reminding ourselves that Kosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and to come to subjugate ourselves to serve Hashem by subduing our own desires, that is how we come to serve Hashem by putting on tefillin. It reminds us of this. Let's take a look in the previous page. On the previous page, Sif Katin Tes Vav, it just says Yichavein Banachasim Kasev Abach B'Simn Ches Tamla Zed. The reason for this, in other words, the specific kavana. Midichsev Ha'ilcha Lois Ayodcha. The pasuk says the tefillin should be a sign for you on your arm. Then it says further down in the psukim, it says Leman Tiyatayus Hashem Beficha. Why? In order that the Torah of Hashem should be Beficha in your mouth. Ki B'Yad Chazaka Tziyacha. With the Yad Chazaka, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So we see over the pasuk itself, the psukim themselves, they come to describe and explain the kavana we have to have. Yoyer Ki Ikir HaMitzvah V'Kiyuma Tluyo B'Kavana Shiyachavein B'Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah. That the main kavana, ikra mitzvah, the main mitzvah, and the fulfillment of the mitzvah depends on the kavana that we have the time we do the mitzvah. And the Deir Shinah, they bring that even though by all mitzvahs, it's sufficient that you have kavana, you're doing the ratzon Hashem, you're doing the mitzvah to do what Hashem says to do. And tefillin has, as we'll see later on, in Mitzvah Hashem and Simon Samech, Sif Katan Zayin, tefillin has a miyuchadika kavana. A specific kavana that by tefillin yeshlimud miyuchel leman tiyatayus Hashem beficha ki biyad chazok chazoko hotziach Hashem mitzrayim. That, as we said a minute ago, that tefillin has this nekuda that it says in the pasuk. Why do you put on tefillin? In order that you'll have the tayus Hashem beficha, that you put on tefillin and it comes to tell you you should go learn Torah. Tayus Hashem beficha, because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Sheyesh lachavin es hakavanos. As kavanas of mitzvah, that therefore there's a specific kavana of the mitzvah, and that's what you have specifically for. You have to have specifically for this mitzvah of tefillin. Because of him, garden back in the mishra, the mikomoko in b'diavad afilim lakivin rat b'shem mitzvah levad yotza. If a person had the kavana that he's coming to do the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, and didn't have this specific kavana like we just spoke about here in Sif Hey, he is still yotza the mitzvah. Sif Kodin tezayin loniach abra parashiyos. There are those who have the meaning of reading the four Dalai Parashiyos after he put on tefillin. Which are the four Parashiyos? So he's telling us two. He just said four. So he'll tell. So the two Parashiyos of Kaddish and Yakiv Yacha are not later on Shema. So that's why they would recite Kaddish and Yakiv Yacha. You're going to recite that during Kriya Shema. Of a tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam, Yoimer Kol Arapayshios Minig Yofahu. He brings from the Arts of Zachayim, the Malbim, in the Arts of Zachayim, that tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, there are those who put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, they have the minig of reciting the Dalai Parashios in this appropriate minig. Sif Kotin Yud Zayin. So So the Mechaber says, V'niach shel yad tchilo yivarech lohaniach tefillin. First you put on the tefillin shel yad, and you make the bracha lohaniach with the kamatz, we'll discuss that more, tefillin. V'achagach yuniach shel roish v'lo yivarech ki'im bracha achas l'shteyim. Then you put on the shel roish, and the shita of the Mechaber, the opinion of the Mechaber, is not to make a separate bracha on the shel roish, but rather, by svardim, the Mechaber says you only make one bracha, and that's the meaning of svardim, to make one bracha. Says the Mishmur Siv Katin Yud Zayin, first put on the Shal Yad, the Siv Ukshar Tom, Vahadar Vahilu Toitofis. Because according to the Psukim, the order of the Psukim, first it says you should bind them, meaning bind the tefillin, tie the tefillin around your arm, Ukshar Tom, Vahachakach, then it says Toitofis, the Toitofis of the tefillin Shal Roish. Vivarech Ritzalayim Rakhid Mahiduk, and you make the bracha before you tie the Shal Yad. This is also important, that sometimes people don't realize they're making the bracha when they're ready, tying the ritzuas around their arm. The ritzuas, you make the bracha and then you tie the ritzuas. Sivkot and you test tefillin, halamid bedogish. The lamid tefillin as a dogish. You emphasize the lamid tefillin. Sheke deshomin svoyse vitzivon lohoniach tefillin. Okay. Al mitzvahs. So now the Rama adds, V'yeshem nevarech al shalroish, al mitzvah tefillin. There are those that say that you should make the bracha on the shalroish, al mitzvah tefillin. Afil lo yehsi ben time, even if you did not create a hasi between the shalyad and shalroish. V'chein pasha the midning of b'nei ashkenaz, mevarech in shtei brochis. And the Rama continues that that is the midning of b'nei ashkenaz, we make two brachas. V'tayv loymer tamid, achar bracha shnia baruch shem kivoy machus lo yelam vayt. And it's appropriate to say the words of Baruch Shem Kivah Machusu Lo Yinuved after the Tefillin Shel Roish. Now we're going to discuss a very important point over here. We'll come back to it a few pages from now as well, which is like this. What's the purpose of saying Baruch Shem? So a person made a Bracha Vatala. So you want him then, Bracha Vatala is a Chilul, it's a Chilul of Hashem's name. So you want Mechazik Hashem's name, so you say Baruch Shem. You want to mevaruch the shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, how do we come to say baruch shem if it's a shayla of make a bracha? Don't make the bracha. Don't make the second bracha, then come to say baruch shem afterwards. So we're going to see, no, it's not a shayla. The reason why we're saying baruch shem is to be yaitze kol hashitas, all the days. And let's see what this means now. So first he says here in Sivkot Nechav, we say al, the brachas is al mitzvahs tefillin, bepatuch, tachas avav, shuloshin yachid. Don't say al mitzvois, because that's lashon ram, that's plural. Because this brach of al mitzvah tefillin was only established to be recited on the tefillin shel roish, so it's on the yachid. It's al mitzvahs tefillin. We'll see later on in Simon Chavav. The Toiv Leiman, then we said it's appropriate to say the pasuk, the words of Baruch Shem Kivoy Machusu Lo Yilom Vaed, Mishum Chashash Savik Bracha Levatol, because of a Savik, a concern of maybe it's a Savik Bracha Levatol. What does this mean? Well, Loishu Savik Gomer, it's not that it's a real Savik. That's not Pshat, it's not a real Savik. Dim Kain, Echi Varech Misavik Bracha Levatol, of Yismaich Al Sheyem Baruch Shem Kivoy Machusu Lo Yilom Vaed, because how could it be a situation that you say, Echi Yemer, Misafik, how could you say Misafik Baruch a Brachel of Atala and rely on the fact that you're saying Baruch Shem Kavod afterwards? You can't do that. You can't put yourself in a situation of making a Brachel of Atala and then say, okay, I'm going to rectify the situation. Elo Danan Bnei Ashken Sviolan Halacha Kedas Rabbeinu Tam. No, so explains the Mishra, there's no Safik by us. We hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Rak L'Ravcha, in other words, that you have to make the Brach of Almetz's Tefillin on the Shel Roish. Rak l'rocha de mils lo yitzi atzmina midei kol pikbuk noegin loyim baruch shem kivah machus loyim vayed. But it's just the other way around. It's not that we're making a bracha that's a suffix bracha, so you're saying baruch shem. No. We pass like Rabbeinu Tam, says the Mishnah. But to be yitzi, other opinions that say that you don't have to make the bracha, so that's why we say baruch shem. Mizor moed shlo loyimar baruch shem rak acha she yahadek ha-shel roish al Roisha Kiroi. Now, this is very important. Also, mistakes that come up. It says, make sure you don't say Baruch Shem Kivah Machus Elayin Ved until your tefillin shel roish are properly tied down, are properly resting on your head. In other words, like this. You make the bracha, al mitzvah is tefillin, then you take your hands and then you make sure that the tefillin shel roish is resting on your head properly. Then after you do that, that's when you say Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchus Eloheinu Ved. Dim Loi Kein explains the Mishnah Ruah, you have Hefsek Bein Baruch Lo Hanocha. Because if you say Baruch Shem before the tefillin are resting here properly, you just created a Hefsek. You just created an interruption between the placement of the tefillin on your head and the Baruch of saying Baruch Shem, the words of Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchus Eloheinu Ved, you just created a Hefsek. Dim Loi Kein, yeah, Hefsek Bein Baruch Lo Hanocha. Yeah, bracha zul v'atala b'vaday v'tzarech l'asal v'arech v'aylam n'shalom b'seh. That explains the Mishnah Ruah that if a person did say Baruch Shem before he placed the tefillin on his head properly, he now created a bracha. He created a hefsek and it's a bracha v'atala, and he has to go back and make a new bracha. And he says himself, the Mishnah Ruah tells us v'aylam n'shalom b'seh. You know, puk chazu. You see, unfortunately, people, they're not so familiar with this, and they say Baruch Shem at the wrong time, and they're making a hafsik, a bracha v'atala, and they really should be making a new bracha. I did want to point out that minhag hagra is to make one bracha on the shel roish. Excuse me, on the shel yad. Minhag hagra, so in other words, we said the mechaber says to make only one bracha. I said that svarda make one bracha. That's true. However, even though the Ramah said B'nai Ashkenaz make only one bracha, the truth is that not all B'nai Ashkenaz, those who follow Minhag Agra, they make one bracha on the Tefillin Shel Yad, and then they have in mind, we all have in mind, that we make the bracha on the Shel Yad, the bracha also applies on the Shel Roish.